You would open your Bibles this morning to Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. Ezekiel chapter 18. My lesson this morning is entitled, The Heart Transplant. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 31. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? Turn to Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26. Ezekiel 36 and verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. We can marvel at the surgeon's ability to transplant a heart. No doubt many people need new hearts, but many more need new hearts of a spiritual nature. First, we're going to look at the Bible heart. The Bible heart involves the mind. Let's look at Matthew chapter 9 and verse 4. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 4. Excuse me. Matthew 9 and verse 4. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? Let's look at Romans 10 and verse 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. The Bible heart involves the emotions and sensibilities. Let's look at Matthew 22 and verse 37. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37. Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Let's look at Psalms chapter 33 and verse 21. Psalm chapter 33 and verse 21. For your heart shall rejoice in him because we have trust in his holy name. The Bible heart involves the will. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 37. Nevertheless, he who stands steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but has power over his will, and has so determined in his heart that he will keep his virgin, does well. Let's look at Romans 6, verses 17 and 18. Romans chapter 6. Verses 17 and 18. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Next, we're going to look at diseases of the heart. First, disease is a divided heart. Let's look at Hosea chapter 10. Hosea chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Hosea chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Israel empties his vine. He brings forth fruit for himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he has increased the altars. According to the bounty of his land, and they have embellished his sacred pillars. Their heart is divided. Now they are held guilty. He will break down their pillars, altars, and he will ruin their sacred pillars. Let's look at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The next disease of the heart is the hardening of the heart. Let's look at Mark chapter 3 and verse 5. Mark chapter 3 and verse 5. So when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched out his hand, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, starting at verse 8. Hebrews 3 and verse 8. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, but in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation, and said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you who have an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Let's look at Romans chapter 2 and verse 5. Romans chapter 2 and verse 5. But in accordance with the hardness and the impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation in the righteous judgment of God. The next disease of the heart is the foolish heart. Let's look at Romans 1 and verse 21. Romans 1, verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and foolish, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Let's look at Psalm chapter 14 and verse 1. Psalm chapter 14 and verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 14. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 14. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. Let's look at Ephesians 5 and verse 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5. For this you know, that no fornication, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. The next disease we're going to look at is the immoral heart. Let's look at Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 27. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you should not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Let's look at Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thieves, false witnesses, and blasphemies. There are false remedies for a diseased heart. Let's look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, and the first false remedy is human wisdom. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy or empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. We have other false remedies, such as denominational doctrines, such as faith only. Let's look at James 2 and verse 24. James chapter 2 and verse 24. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Another denominational doctrine may be your feelings. Let's look at 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. We must have removal and replacement of the old heart. Let's look again at Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. This signifies a putting away of old thoughts, emotions, and will. A complete change in attitude and action is completed. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, excuse me, and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Replacement is connected with the removal of sins. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 31 again. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 31. Ezekiel 18 verse 31. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. You must believe in your heart. Let's look at Romans 10 and verse 9 and 10 again. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in all your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with a heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. We have to repent, which means a change of mind or heart. Let's look at Matthew 21, verses 28 and 29. Matthew 21, verses 28 and 29. But what do you think? A man had two sons. And he came to the first son and said, Go, work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he regretted it and went, or repented of it and went. We have to have a change of mind. Again, we have to confess with our mouth, Romans 10 and verse 10. Read that one more time. Romans 10 and verse 10. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. We must obey from the heart, thus given a new heart. Let's look at Romans 6, verses 17 and 18. Romans 6, verses 17 and 18. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Let's look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. And Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The new heart, after you've obeyed the gospel, serves God. Christ dwells in that heart. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 17. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. The peace of God rules in the heart. Let's look at Colossians 3 and verse 15. Colossians 3 and verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body, and be thankful. We sing with melody in our heart. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We call on God out of the new heart. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts that pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. We give as purposed in our heart. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. A new heart serves God by doing the will of God from the heart. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6. Not with eye service or man pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. We also, with a new heart, serve God by coming together and meeting on the first day of the week. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Once replaced, you must guard it, your heart, carefully. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Why not let the great physician give you a heart transplant? Otherwise, death eternal will result. In just a few minutes, we're going to sing the song, Is Thy Heart Right with God? But first you have to ask yourself the question, have you obeyed the gospel this morning? Is your heart a new heart with God? If not, if you still have an old heart and you wish to have a new heart, you can do that this morning if you believe God's word. You want to repent of your sins and turn away from those sins and strive to stay away from those sins. Confess the name of Jesus Christ and be baptized, a burial in the watery grave. Be raised up out of the water to have that new heart, to have your sins washed away. We can help you with that this morning. The water's prepared. We're prepared to help you with that. If you've been baptized, your heart's been cleansed, and you've done something in your life that you know is not right in God's eyes, we can help you this morning by praying with you and praying for you if you will let us know as we stand and sing the song selected.